Well, good morning. It's December 26th, a Thursday, 11:04 a.m. Good morning, good morning. First miles of hardest. I have to get back in my habits. I have to start buckling back down again. Holiday, well, Christmas is over. I still have New Year's to come. But I've been writing every day for the last 74 days. As of this morning, I got my 2K this morning. I don't know how many days I've written. Well, actually, I can probably figure it out. It's 2K a day since the 19th of November. So it's more than a month. I'm on track to make my goal for the month, which is 62,000 words, which is 2K a day every day for the month of December, on average. The Butler book is about... Jeez, what did I just... I just saw that number like half an hour ago. It's like 97,000 words. It's coming right up at 100,000. I don't think they're all going to survive. I think it's going to be a much shorter book when I get through the second draft. But I like it, and it's coming to a conclusion. It's very much a... It's very much a Nathan Lowell story. It's very much a story that doesn't have a lot of interpersonal conflict. There have been some, you know, Molotov cocktails thrown, but nothing big. And I think it's actually coming to an end here. The wizard is having to face up to some of his problems, and the butler is now in a place where he's come to accept that his prior role as a kind of action star in his own story has become, I'm not going to say an embarrassment, but more of a, okay, I tried that, but being a butler is really rewarding in ways that he doesn't really understand why. He just finds them very rewarding. I'm not going to call it a redemption arc, but there's this kind of coming to the place where he originally thought being a butler was kind of beneath him. And now he's come to a place where he hopes he can become a better one. So I really like that arc for him. The old man's arc is a little shallower because we don't really get to see inside his head. Well, all we see is from the butler's perspective of the things that are happening to the wizard Shackelford, Joseph Perry Shackelford. I think he's like the fourth or something. So it's been fun. It's been, I can't even begin to tell you how much fun it's been to write a book where I don't have to tie it to anything. I don't have to worry about any continuity errors from books from the past, books in the future. It's just this book, this story, this guy, Roger Mulligan. Army medic. So it's coming to a close. I'm going to have to spend some time this afternoon doing things like checking with the artist who's supposed to have the cover for Cave Grace, checking with the editor who was supposed to have the book to me this month, and I know where the barbarian story is. I'm going to need something else to write in the meantime, because that story is not the holiday hours for retail workers leaves very little left over for anything beyond self-care. So I'm not expecting to get that draft completed anytime in, I don't know, the first quarter of next year, which means I need some more stuff. And I've pretty much settled on going back to Dark Knight Station. I'm doing a lot of ohms today. I'm looking forward to getting back to the Deep Dark, which is a good thing. The other thing to keep in mind is that if she decides that she's just not up for dealing with it as a joint project, I might just publish it as it's, well, I will go through the drafts and do the edits and all the rest, but I may just publish it, publish my half of the story on its own and see how that works out. I don't know, we'll see. Garbage truck is going to drive by here momentarily. So, a story of my neck. My neck is still hurts. There's still a huge lump of hematoma underneath the skin. It's still pinching off the nerves to my ear. Every time I look to the left where it is, it crunches into my throat, and every time I look the other way, it pulls. So it's not like, oh my God, I'm gonna die, painful. But it's seriously irritating. And it doesn't seem to want to go away. I need to break out the rice bag and do some more hot packs on it today. See if I can get it to move. It might have gone down a little bit, but it's still pretty good. Okay, I'm gonna walk past this garbage truck. All the pickups are one day delayed because of the holiday, so they got mine already. So yeah, there's so many places I could go with Dark Knight Station. I really want to sort of come to some kind of idea about what it should be, what I might do with it. The idea that there's an ensemble cast that lives on the station, but then there are stories that come in on the ships, that there are people who come. And one of the things I thought about was, I think it was Milk Run? I'm pretty sure it was Milk Run, when Natalia and Zoya went over to Odin's outpost for the first time, and there was a ship that had caught fire at the dock. And that the station still stunk of burnt plastic. So I think there's stories to be told there. I think there's stories about little people to be told there. I think there's stories about people who slip through the cracks in CPJCT saves and in the High Line and wind up at Dark Knight. And we've already seen a little taste of Virkel Condor and the fact that he actually fosters young people at Dark Knight. Not as, you know, formally as a parent or anything, but he does things like he subsidizes their educations. He encourages them to go to school. He has actual base level schooling for them. So nobody has to be a teenager unable to read or completely lacking in any kind of background. So exploring what that looks like from the perspective of one of the kids seems pretty interesting. It's not really going to cut it in terms of a YA, because it's not the kid overcoming in the face of adult adversity or assholes or anything. It's just sort of like, okay, what do they do? How do they manage? How do they get there? Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me, Monk Post. I'm hiking right along here this morning. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I'm pretty excited about writing and getting back to it and having 74 days in a row where I've written, where 74 times 2 is 140 more. I'm at like 218,000 words over those 74 days. So that's like almost 4,000 words a day, isn't it? 3,000 words a day. A lot of that was that big 90,000 words at 5K a day through the first part of November that really boosted the average up. But if I can stay above 2,000, or my friend Bernadette is shooting for 2020 and 2020. So her goal is 20,000, 20 new words for every day in 2020. I think she's going on average as well. I don't know if she's going to. She may only be doing work days. I don't know. My goal is every day. I wrote 2,000 words yesterday, Christmas. I did 1,000 in the morning before anybody got up. And when all the festivities were over and the dishes were done, the games were played, it was late. But I got 2,000, another 1,000 in the evening. And I just, you know, every day is a new opportunity, like today. A new opportunity to make my 2,000 words. Can I prove it to myself? Can I do it every day? And the answer is no. But if I can keep the average going, and some of those days, those 2,000 word days were really 2,500 word days. They were really 2,300 word days. And you don't really need too many of those to get enough in the bank to cover the monthly burden. I need 62,000 words for the month of December, and I'm at 59,000, I think. So I maybe even closer than that. I may only need like another day. So tomorrow, certainly by the next day, assuming I make my 2K every day, achieve my monthly goal, and I have a few days to throw in some more words before we start in the new year. The local writers group that I play with is starting a guilt sheet. word accountability and guilt sheet, where we will log in and put our word counts for the day. So that we can guilt each other into keeping the streak alive. I did go back and take a mulligan, pardon the expression, for that one battle that I missed. It was December 9th for the words. I screwed up a battle because somebody texted me from SIFWA and I got sidetracked by their business and lost track of the fact that I really only needed 40 more words and I could have finished that. So I took a Stempo. It's one of those fix the timeline thingies that they provide. It feels a little bit like cheating, but you know, one loss out of 700 or something? Some ridiculous number. I'm like, no. Once it gets older than 30 days, you can't do anything about it. So it's like, okay, I've got to fix it now or just bite the bullet and realize that I'm always going to have one loss on there. So, ego. I took the loss. I took the loss off my record. It wasn't my fault. It was. I should have left it. No, it's gone now. But, they're there for a reason, and I figured, okay, that's a good reason, relatively. Their streak counter is 444. So if you do 444 words in four of the words, that counts as meeting the minimum goal for the day and keeps your streak alive. And there are apparently people who have streaks that are 1,000 days long. Given that they have opportunities to patch missing days, I can see how that would be possible. I was worried I would have to have one on the day they took my lymph node out. But I didn't. I can see where that might be the case. I've got to go in May. I've got to go to Burbank for the Nebula Awards. And I can see where finding 2 hours on a travel day like that might be a problem, particularly if I have to leave at some ridiculously stupid hour in the morning, like 3 a.m. The upside of that is that I travel with a laptop, and the laptop has access to four of the words. And it also has a word processor on it. And I can write the words that I need while I'm, for example, on the plane over to Burbank, or at least some of them. I probably won't have internet access. I'm not going to pay the $10 for an hour's worth of internet. That's not going to happen. But if I've got the words written, I can copy paste them and count them. That's legit. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. It's like one day at a time. I'm not going to fall apart if I don't manage to do it every single day. But that little added incentive, that little added nudge, that little added tuck in the butt here. Clench up and get them down. I'll take it. For the words continues to be fun. I'm locked in a terrible string of battles. All high-level counters in order to knock off one of the quests. I have a suspicion that knocking off the quest gives me unlocks some new territory for me, which would be cool. But it's tedious. I have to kill 10 of these. It's 1,300 words, so 13,000 words just on these things. I do two of them a day, and I got another... Crap, I think I've got another... at least another 2 days, maybe another 3 days before I've knocked them all down. So there's a certain amount of grind that happens. There's a certain amount of, I have to kill 200 of these little 100 word monsters in order to get enough wood to do the thing I need to do for this other quest over here. But then I think about grinding in Skyrim, where you have to do like 200 dwarven bows to get you're smithing up. And it's like, okay, well, they all grind. It's just a question of where or how. Speaking of games, I got two new games for Christmas. One was on my wish list. My wife saw my wish list on Steam and got me Civ 6, which should be fun. And then she also got me Fallout 4. We have a disc of Fallout 4. I tried to load it on my computer, and apparently it's already registered to one of the kids for their Steam account. So it wouldn't let me do it. And it's like, It's not that I had all that much interest in it, but it's like, okay, everybody talks about Fallout 4. What the hell is Fallout 4? So I thought I would give it a shot. So it was on sale over the weekend for like $9, I think. she threw that one at me as well. I got her smoke detectors, which caused a great deal of humor.
Because one of the things she keeps asking for things to that we need to for the house to fix it up. She actually got a couple of things and put her name on them. She got a couple of things and put my name on them. So it wasn't like it was weird. Well, it was a little weird. But I wrapped them up. And I have to put up a stepladder and go see if I can't get them installed now. But anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.